listening to Catnap Dialogues, a show that features narratives from everyday people and their journey towards learning a language. I'm your host, Milo Falcone.
And welcome back to Catnap Dialogues. In today's show, I have Alexander from Cali, Colombia. Alexander has been in the United States approximately 18 years. Now let's hear his story.
I born in Colombia, Cali, Colombia, in South America. I come in United States 18 or 19 years ago. I work. So I work in one company as military. I prepare a mechanical assembler for submarines and ships, all military.
Since Alex has mentioned that he's lived in the United States for about 18 years, I wanted to know where he considers himself from.
Always, I say I'm Colombian. I am very proud of my country. So I am very proud for United States of America. So my mother country is Colombia, because in Colombia I born.
Now, on the same note, I wanted to ask Alexander if he spoke any other languages.
So, normally Spanish, but in United States, el English. The English is,
it's okay.
Yeah.
So your native language is Spanish?
Spanish, yes. All time I speak Spanish.
Because I don't know Cali, Colombia, I asked Alex to describe it for us.
Okay, Cali is the second city more big of Colombia. The principal city is Bogotá, capital. The second is the fly into Medellin and Cali. Cali had the production of the sugar, all country in United States, South America, Europe.
Now, I also wanted to know where did Alex learn English?
I started learning English in my country.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I was actually
But the problem is it's necessary to continue speaking English in my country because you don't practice for nobody here in New York.
Well, no, you just got to be telling me that didn't you learn
In Colombia.
In Colombia?
I started in academies in Colombia.
So they teach you English in Colombia, but not as much as you would have liked.
Yeah, because when you explain that, so because when I finished the secondary, I tried for more formation in my language and in English.
I see. Like college, maybe?
No, it's college.
Technical?
It's academic. It's technical, maybe. Yeah.
Okay.
It's technical.
That's cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
For the main question, Alexander had a little bit of hesitance to answer. However, with the help of his daughter, he was able to understand what it meant. And oh yeah, you know the question. Have you ever felt different because of the way that you speak English? And here's what he had to say.
In my first experience with my first work is when you go in the test and somebody say, hey, what's your name? Where are you from? How old are you? Something, you know. Huh? You know, okay, it's the first, yeah? So, but I start to practice. So I work in electronic, and I had experience in electronic. I had background in electronic. So my language in English is especially in my work.
It's technical.
Okay. So I told with my boss, my managers, the CEO of my company, secretaries, everything, do you know? So everyone understand me in the, so maybe I had a speech in political and medicine, everything, because oh my goodness, it's other problem. But I understand the little situation.
No. ¿Cuándo fue la primera vez que alguien te hizo sentir diferente? ¿Hubo una vez que tú tuviste una experiencia donde alguien te hizo sentir como que tú eras una persona diferente? ¿Que no, por la forma que tú hablabas tu inglés?
Yeah, okay.
at work, you would say, maybe?
At work, supermarket?
No, not in supermarket, more in the work.
Okay, tell us about a time.
Because I have one boss, I don't say well. So the boss, I told we she every good. So when she is maybe hungry with me,
angry.
She say me, I don't understand. I need somebody translate.
Oh.
You what? Why? You told with me every time. You understand it when you are hungry with me. You say me no understand it. You need a translator. So I have my character. So I my personally. One time I say okay. See, you won't have problem with me. Say me now. I leave the company immediately. I read that immediately. Wow. Don't have problem. You and my bachelor is here. But let's go. Go with the manager. I leave my, oh, no. Take it easy. No, take it easy. You. Me, no. I am quiet.
I wish everybody could see what Alex is doing with his hands. He's just like pushing and he wants to hit somebody, but he's but you know, he's trying
to
control.
Yeah, because it's crazy. Okay, sometimes I don't understand something because you maybe you ask me something, maybe you okay, because I don't know if you ask me caution expression, como cauciosas, ¿cómo se dice eso?
Yeah, like caution, like
cautious. Ajá, entonces, I don't know if yes, no, do you know?
Yeah.
So, pero it's okay. But, if you told me, es normal, pero you give me one complaint, oh, I don't understand, okay.
So you're telling me that one instance at your job, you had a pretty good relationship with your boss.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, when she got really angry, she decided that she no longer understood what you were saying.
Yeah.
And that she needed a translator.
Yeah, I needed a translator. So...
That made him angry.
And that made you even more angry.
Yeah. So it was a lot of time. In this moment, no, I don't have problem.
Long time ago.
It's a long time. What was my first experience? In this moment, my boss say, oh, you have the accent. Your accent is very different. O sea, so... Because the Spanish, the pronunciation is similar. In English, is you write, your pronunciation is different. So in Spanish, you write, and your pronunciation is the same. No. Casa, one sample, casa, the house, is C-A-S-A, casa. Y the expression is casa, ese. House is, in English, house is H-O, but the pronunciation is O, no A. Do you know?
Entonces, yes.
It's the pronunciation is yes. So, pronunciation is different. So, entonces, my boss say me, oh, you are accent different. Pero yo, I understand. He practiced with me. I just say, oh, hey, boss, it's necessary you start the college, start the practice Spanish.
Oh, wow. And that's at your current job, right? Your boss is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And he likes to learn Spanish from you. That's always really good.
Yeah. So I work, I have experience. So maybe my expression, maybe it's every day I learn.
Right.
But when I start to work, no. The company say, leave it. He told me engineering and technician and everything, not necessary to lay. He know he can.
Yeah, you can do it.
You can do it, yes.
That's all you need.
Limited, leave it. Yeah, Alexander is not necessary. No.
Finally, I wanted to ask Alex what his preferred language was to express anger or to share emotions.
Si tú necesitas expresar tu tristeza, tu enojo o cualquier emoción que tú sientes que sea fuerte, ¿en cuál lenguaje te sientes más cómodo?
Depende. Si es en my house, es en Spanish. So, es en my world, en English. So, I don't know. Pero si yo, I don't have problem, maybe I don't have the expression. When I am angry, my mind open. I start to speak. very fast. I don't know where it's fluid. My.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. The co-worker say me, hey, what you do? I don't know. I explain everything. So, pero si I need, is this my I speak. Yeah, I always pero. In Spanish, pero. I don't know why.
You use that word.
Yeah, I use it, yeah. Pero. No, what? Pero? What is pero? What? Ah, okay, but. Pero. Okay.
So you think that you maybe do like a Spanglish, maybe?
Spanglish, right? Yeah. I had a little word in Spanglish, yes. I study. Not finished. I go to the university. I study for lawyer. But I don't finish. So I have more expression in Spanish than in English. Mm-hmm. Technical is more in Spanish. I have good expression and political and everything in Spanish. But in English, I need inspiration for start to... Oh. I need thinking something for... In Spanish, I have more experience for speak.
Yeah, because more my vocabulary. My
vocabulary is more...
Advanced. More big,
more ample.
More you ample, know? more, yeah.
Yeah, so in English is limited.
Okay.
So, but in my world, I don't have problem for that.
Now, I didn't want to leave you without a fun fact. Thanks to the city's rich ethnic diversity, Cali's music ranges from curulao of the Pacific Coast to the city's star, salsa, the contagious frenetic rhythm that is ingrained in the country's culture. Cali is known by the rest of Colombia as the rumba capital, and by the world as the salsa capital, thanks to its characteristic street parties and dance. And that's all for today. Thank you for listening. This episode was produced by me, Milo Falcone, and music by DJ Young and Perosian. Until next time.